okay, hold on, like behavior science. Yes. So the people that I studied, so my minor was a New Testament Christianity. I don't know if you know that. Did I ever tell you that?
I don't know.
My minor was a New Testament Christianity. So it was really like, it was really post-apostolic Christianity. So it was like, yeah, the apostles were killed and Christ was killed and all that stuff. And he was resurrected the third day and all that stuff. Like,
my dad was a lay pastor. I'm not sure if I ever told you that.
Well, I'm not that cool, but I like studying history. So I like wanted to learn, like, how did the church, you know, the church of that time, which later became the Catholic Church, there's a whole gray area in there, like the, you know, dark ages. Anyways, like what
some things happened. People are not proud of it.
I'm not sure if it was the right thing. But anyways, so I was studying like Christ himself and his teachings and writings that are even outside the Bible, because there's been all these other, you know, documents. They found Dead Sea Scrolls and different things, Nag Hammadi text, where it talks about a lot of his teachings that were just thrown out of the what we know now is the Bible by the Catholic Church, because they didn't like them. They didn't agree with some of these teachings. Crazy. A whole other story in there. But so I learned a lot more about how he asked questions. And really, I studied Socrates as well. And I studied, you know, two of the most persuasive people ever, if not the most persuasive ever. Right.
Yeah.
So so what I basically learned from Christ and Socrates, and that's really how NEPQ developed around that, is they didn't tell people what their problems were. They didn't instruct them. They didn't tell them what they were doing wrong and give them a solution, because that would have went in ear, one out the other. What Socrates and Christ did is they asked easy to answer questions that allowed their, I guess, quote unquote, prospects to question their way of thinking of why they allowed their problems to continue. And then they offered the solution. So I'm like, how do I take that and put it into the sales process? So if you really think about NEPQ, that's really where it came from. Because a lot of people are like, hey, man, sales, you know, I'm not in sales. What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. But how do we, like, you know, selling, like, communication has been around since the history of time. Like, even before the first man or woman was put here, whether that was 6,000 years ago or a billion years ago, none of us really know, right? So selling, if you're reading the Bible, the book of Revelations, it said there was a war in heaven. And a third of the host of heaven followed Satan and his followers, you know, were cast out to the earth, but the rest of everybody accepted God's plan, blah, 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 blah. Well, nobody thinks about the war in heaven. What was that fought with? Was it fought with swords? Was the war fought with guns, tanks, bullets? No, it wasn't a war of any of that. It was a war of persuasion. It was a war of communication. It was a war of words that persuaded, you know, I guess, angels, you know, spirits, whatever you want to call it, to go one of two ways. So selling and communication has been around since before mankind was even on this earth. That's how I'm going to end it. Your thoughts?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think it's, I think we can definitely, there's definitely a few spark side conversations for future podcasts that I think that we can definitely go into, because, you know, obviously we're sort of somewhat restricted in this format. But guys, if you like that kind of stuff and you want to learn more about these persuasion and sort of how we go about it, for me, it's the process, right? The reason why I was able to adapt to this way of selling from a very, very different way of selling previously was because it is methodical and how it's laid out. There's a process. Once you understand each individual phase, you understand what you're trying to get out of it, and then you understand how to transition and why the order is in the order that it's in. Then from there, it's just really about, like, you actually have something you can study. Whereas I think a lot of the methodologies, consultative selling or whatever they are, they're very like, person says this, so you say this. And it's like, how many of those can you remember?
Yeah.
You know, whereas if you have a methodology that's the backbone of what you're doing, then you have a road which you're trying to get there. And if people go off the road, all you have to do is get them back on the road, and you're pretty much good to go. So if you want to learn more about that, go to salesrevolution.group. You can also go to our website, 7th Level HQ, right? So just Google that and it will come up. There's free resources there for you guys. If you go into the free resources section, you can download a bunch of fun stuff. We also have a mini course, which is a free mini course, which you can, if you go into the Facebook group, we'll actually give you access to that for free.
I'd have them go to the Facebook group, salesrevolution.group. And right when you guys join, check in your Facebook Messenger, and either myself or Matt or our Marco Cortese, our chief revenue officer, will message you that free course that Matt's talking about called the NEPQ 101 mini course. It's just a list of different questions you guys can use for different sales situations you're going to be in to be able to sell more. So Matt, thanks for being on. I'll see you in a minute. I'm going to go down and get Cole. We're going to have a meeting. Thanks, everybody. Love you guys. We'll see you next week. See you soon.
Hey guys, if you enjoy these, join our free sales revolution group. Join us and we're going to help you. Thanks. We'll see you real soon.